With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program offering beautiful sacred choral and organ music from across the centuries. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm happy that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. In the heat of summer, as the pace of life slows for many, and as we continue to experience a level of physical distancing, we'll spend some time on this edition of With Heart and Voice, exploring sacred music that inspires meditation and reflection. Beautiful music by Palestrina, Will Todd, Ola Yelo, and many others. Belgian organist and composer Floor Peters originally wrote his aria as a movement of his sonata for trumpet and piano. He also produced a version for solo organ, which we'll hear performed by one of his students, Peter Wright, playing the historic T.C. Lewis organ of Southwark Cathedral in London.
Thank you.
aria by Flor Peters was performed by Peter Wright on the organ of Southwark Cathedral. The hymn Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart first appeared in an 1854 collection by the Irish priest George Croly. Though to many that text is inseparable from Frederick Atkinson's tomb Morecambe, the tune was actually written some years later and for the text of Abide With Me. We'll listen to Spirit of God, sung by the Cathedral Choral Society, directed by J. Riley Lewis. The Cathedral Choral Society, accompanied by Eric Plutz, sang Spirit of God, Descend Upon My Heart. J. Riley Lewis conducted. The sung Office of Compline has been offered weekly since 1956 at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle. Founded by Peter Halleck, the group is now directed by Jason Anderson, and though services were suspended for a time during the pandemic, a gradual return with only a small number of singers and no congregation has been allowed. We'll hear a setting of a portion of Psalm 119 by Peter Halleck, followed by an arrangement of the hymn Jerusalem, My Happy Home by Richard Prue. Jason Anderson leads the Compline Choir of St. Mark's Cathedral.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes,
and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. I shall keep it with all my heart. Make me go in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire. Incline my heart to your decrees, and not to unjust gain. Turn my eyes from what is worthless. Give me life in your ways. Fulfill your promise to your servant, which you make to those who fear you. Turn away the reproach which I dread.
An arrangement of the tune Land of Rest by Richard Prue was sung by the Compline Choir of St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, led by Jason Anderson. Earlier, they sang a portion of Psalm 119 set by Peter Halleck. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The appearance of the Sunrise Mass by Norwegian-born composer Ole Yalo in 2010 made a wide impression on the choral music world and was hugely popular from the outset. Conceiving the traditional movements of the ordinary of the Mass with an overlaid narrative of movement from the heavenly sphere to the grounding of earth is certainly a novel approach. We'll listen to a performance of the first movement, The Spheres, which encompasses the Kyrie. The Westminster Williamson voices are led by James Jordan.
Thank you.
The Spheres from the Sunrise Mass by Olajelo. James Jordan led the Westminster Williamson Voices in that performance. Music from an archive recording from 1958 of organist Virgil Fox is next. He plays the organ of Riverside Church in New York in an arrangement of a piece by English Baroque composer William Boyce. What started out as a piece from a serenata titled Tell Me Lovely Shepherd, in the hands of arranger Harold Bauer, is retitled Ye Sweet Retreat. Virgil Fox performs on With Heart and Voice. Ye Sweet Retreat, arranged by Harold Bauer from original music by William Boyce. Virgil Fox played the organ of Riverside Church in New York. The text of our next piece was inspired by the well-known early photos of Earth from space taken by Apollo astronauts in the 1960s. The music, by another Norwegian composer, Kim André Arnesen, was written in response to pictures of the worldwide refugee crisis. The piece, Making or Breaking, reflects on our care of the planet and human society. Cantor Eye of Denver performs with saxophonist John Gunther. Joel Rinsma conducts.
Thank you.
Joel Rinsma led Canterai Denver in Making or Breaking by Kim Andre Arneson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Palestrina is next. This is the Magnificat Primi Toni, Magnificat on the First Tone, one of 35 settings of the Magnificat from Palestrina's pen. The Elmer Eisler singers perform, directed by Elmer Eisler.
Yeah.
The Magnificat Primitoni for four voices by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina was performed by the Elmer Eisler Singers. In This Place, with words and music by Will Todd, was composed in 2014, commissioned by the Durham School to commemorate the 600th anniversary of the school's founding. It takes on the tone of a spiritual reflection of place and is sung in this recording by Tenebrae. Nigel Short conducts. Tenebrae performed In This Place by British composer Will Todd. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Probably no setting of James Agee's famous poem Sure on This Shining Night has been more popular than that of Morten Lauritsen, with the possible exception of one by Samuel Barber. In Lauritsen's setting, the shimmering harmonies, supported by a lovely piano accompaniment, take us to a transcendent place. The singers, Minnesota choral artists, perform, led by Matthew Culleton.
Kindness must watch for me this night.
Sure on This Shining Night by Morten Lauritzen was performed by the Singers, Minnesota choral artists. Matthew Culleton conducted. The entire Requiem Opus 9 by Maurice Durufle is also a work of transcendent beauty, ending with a sublime setting of In Paradisum, which closed the Gregorian chant melody with the rich post-impressionistic harmonies of Durufle's musical language. The conclusion, with its major seventh chord with an added ninth, is both grounded yet reaches for the heavens. We'll listen to a lovely performance of In Paradisum by the Houston Chamber Choir, directed by Robert Simpson. Ken Cowan plays the organ. In Paradisum from the Requiem Opus 9 by Maurice Durufle. Robert Simpson led the Houston Chamber Choir, accompanied by organist Ken Cowan. One of my favorite hymns for evening services is one with text by John Ellerton and tune by Clement Schofield, "The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended." The text especially points to the never-ending cycle of prayer, day in and day out, offered around the world, often through a service of choral evensong. The choir of Wells Cathedral sings, directed by Malcolm Archer.
Thank you.
The choir of Wells Cathedral sang the hymn, "The Day Thou Gavest, Lord, Is Ended." Malcolm Archer directed, with Rupert Goff accompanying. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music of meditation and reflection. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.